Boker Tov. Tonight and tomorrow, it's all going to be around the character of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And I want to just discuss a small point of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. This famous story of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is the story where Reb Shimon Bar Yochai had to run away and hide in a cave. And how long is he in the cave? Okay, he's in the cave for 13 years. Now, the way the story, though, is framed in the Gemara, Sechet Shabbos, second Perek, is the following. There's a discussion in the Beis Medrash where Reb Yehuda opens the shir saying, "Patach Reb Yehuda v'amar, kama na'im ma'asehen shenu mazo." He says, this nation, their actions are great. Now, this nation, obviously he means not Am Yisrael, but the Romans. Tiknu shvakim, tiknu ksharim, tiknu marchatzot. They made marketplaces, they made bridges, they made bathhouses. Okay? That's how he opens, saying, listen, living here in the eastern edge of the Roman Empire has its benefits. Okay? The roads in the Roman Empire were upkept, as were the bridges that connected place to place. The marketplaces were never any better. The bathhouse system that they made all over the place, very comfortable. Rabbi Yossi Shatak. Rabbi Yossi didn't respond. Na'ana Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai ve'amar, kol mash tiknu lo tiknu ela tzorech atzman. Meaning he said, the reason they made all these things is for themselves. Tiknu shvakim lo shiv ba'em zonot. Merchatzaot la'aden ba'en atzman. Ksharim litol ba'em meches. Okay? Their marketplaces are for prostitution. Their bathhouses are to, you know, pamper themselves. And bridges to collect revenue. Now, that machloket is what made Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai have to run away. Because someone went and told the Romans that that was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's opinion. And he has to run. There's a bunch of stages. He first runs to the Beis Medrash to hide, and he's learning there, and then he's afraid that his wife will tell the Romans where he is if they start torturing her. So he runs away to a place where even his wife wouldn't know, which is the cave, where Reb Shimon Bar Yochai lives in the sand, literally. Okay, he buries himself to the neck, and he basically disconnects from, he's like a head learning Torah, buried to his neck in the sand. Now that part everyone knows, and they also know the part where he comes out and he's burning things and he goes back in. The interesting part, though, is the part that people don't usually know. The end of the story. The end of the story is he comes out of the cave. And the first place he goes to his father-in-law, Pinchas ben Yair. And then eventually, the first place he goes is to a bathhouse. Because he spent all these years in the sand, it's not good for your pores. And the same bathhouse that he earlier critiqued. And the next thing he does, right after he goes to the bathhouse, is he says, we need to fix something. And the thing he chooses to fix is the marketplace of Tzipori. The marketplace of Tzipori had a dead body buried somewhere, and they didn't know exactly where, and Kohanim couldn't walk through the marketplace of Tzipori. So he went on a mission to try to locate or to minimize where the body for sure isn't, to enable to create a path for Kohanim to be able to go through the marketplace. The same marketplace that he said earlier was for Zonot. We see Reb Shimon Bar Yochai went through a transition from a position that says, the Romans did it all for themselves, therefore these things are worthless, to a slightly different position. To, they may have done it for the wrong reasons, but we could go and use them for the correct reasons. Okay, we can go and be Mekadesh them. Now, an interesting side point, the same discussion between Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Yehuda is brought another time in Shas. It's brought in the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah. Beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah, though, it's brought in the context of Judgment Day. There it says, in Judgment Day, God will judge all the nations. And the first nation to come in to be judged is Rome. And he says, so Rome, what do you think you did good in this world? And their answer is, we made marketplaces, we made roads, we made bathhouses, and all that for Am Yisrael to learn Torah. That's their claim. And then Hashem goes and answers them, no. It's just basically Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's answer word to word. So the question is, if Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai went through his transition in our story, where he understands that this world, you know, you could be Mekadeshit, why did Hashem go and critique, you know, why is the words of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai brought in the words of the name of Hashem? What we see from here is that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's approach is, we'll call it from the God perspective. Perspective of Hashem. The perspective of Hashem, the Kavana is what counts. You can go on to explain lots of opinions of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai throughout Shas concerning Muktzeh, right? Right? If you don't have intent, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is the more lenient opinion. Because intent is everything in Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And if you built the marketplace with the wrong intent, he says it's worthless. That's God's view. But a human's view is we can't be the judge of what people's real intent is. We only see their actions. And their actions we can take and we can be Mekadesh. Boker Tov.